of it because, you know, the figure out later on now, the 12-volt power port, they're all fused for 20 amp. So anything that you plug in there, they'll handle the load on it. But, yeah, I agree in that aspect. I mean, it's more engineering, more work. But in regards to LEO and EMS vehicles, for all the equipment that they carry, there is a big cable that comes from the battery and goes to a splitter block in the area where all the control heads are at, you know, all the radios and all the strobe systems and the computer systems. They all go through this big, huge power cable that's split off. I've seen the work. It's pretty impressive.